It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today, I'd like to talk about pedestrian rights. You know, stop and think about this for a moment, folks. The law says the pedestrian has the right of way, no matter what. Okay, that's fine. But what if the pedestrian take advantage of this thing and just steps off the curb without even looking in front in the path of a car coming at him with no lights on at night? The pedestrian is going to be dead wrong. And those of you that drive around, you see it. Right? You see them do that. And especially people who want to take advantage and walk slower crossing the street in front of the cars and then walk normal pace when they're on the sidewalk. You know, this whole thing is about being alive right. You know, and I see so many cars at night with no headlights coming down the road. And you can't hear them. So if you don't look and just step off the curb right into his path, you're going to be dead right. You know, this whole thing about the law, about pedestrians, is to save lives. And think about it. If the pedestrian knew that he don't have the right of way, he's going to look and make sure the car stops before he takes a step. Anyway, that's my thinking. Give me a call at 296-5467. Okay? 296-5467. Okay, for you, those of you that have European cars, BMWs, Mercedes, and your wheels get black, you clean them. 2 days later, it's black again. Right? How many of you out there got that problem? Well, lots of you do. I have a cure. Change the brake pads. Akebono makes a special brake pad for European cars. It's called Euro Akebono. My son Todd tried it on his BMW, and his wheel it's clean for the whole week and a half. Never got black. It's amazing, folks. That's the most irritating thing to have on European cars, is you clean the car and 2 days later the wheels are black again. Install Euro Akebono pads and that problem is gone. Plus, they stop better than the factory ones. Okay? Give me a call at 296-5467. Wow, Wanda, you're a little early today. Anyway, looking ahead and using good oil, good gas will save you money down the road. Lots and lots of people in Hawaii don't look far down the road. They look at the cheapest way to go for now. That is not the best way to go, folks. If you do the math, using the better oil will save you money because you don't change it every 3 months. The AMSOIL will go 12,000 miles for 1 year, whichever comes first. So you change it once and you forget about it. I recommend change it before New Year's. Then that way, before New Year's, you change your oil every year. Okay? Using the good gas, the premium Shell, will save you gas mileage. And I know a lot of them have gone from the premium Shell to the regular. because of they're thinking that they're saving money. You're not. But it's your money, folks. You want to go that route, then God help you. So, if you got any questions on this, you can give me a call at 296-5467. And getting better gas mileage is using ethanol. 2 gallons to a tank full is minimum, and it will increase your gas mileage. It varies on car to car and brand of gas you're using. Okay? Big difference. But let me caution you, once you start using that ethanol, you're going to be hooked on it. And for those of you listening on the web that cannot get the ethanol, use mothballs. Naphthalene type only. That's the old-fashioned one. 5 balls per gallon. Okay, who's on the phone, Wanda?
We have Paco from Waikiki.
Paco?
Paco.
Paco.
Yes.
Yep, aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, let me tell you what Goofy Moofy did.
Okay.
With the pedestrians. He put right there in the middle of Kalihi on King Street, because I work in Kalihi, and right there on King Street, he put this real big fancy crosswalk that's like real high technical, and like you press the crosswalk line and it lights up in the middle of the night. The bad thing is, at night, nobody's walking around, and they put it in the wrong spot when they should have put it in front of the Blaisdell and somewhere, anywhere in Waikiki. But they put it in the middle of nowhere in Kalihi where it's not needed.
Is
and
that something new?
This is the first time.
All they do that.
It's just a bridge in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
It's just horrible, you know, just to talk about the pedestrians. It's like, something that they need, they put it in the wrong spot. And and where the rest of them at? How come it's only one? They should be one at every street corner.
Well, if you're talking about bridge to nowhere, if you're coming down H1 freeway from Kaimuki, mm-hmm. and take the off ramp towards Kapiolani,
mm-hmm.
if you look to the left, you're gonna see an off ramp to nowhere. Honest.
I've seen it. There's one in Waianae too. I've seen that one in Waianae, like this huge bridge, and it's just like bridging one beach to another beach.
Yeah.
And there's no cars are allowed there, but it looked like it's like tanks could pass by. And
yep.
It's just wow. It's a lot of I see what you're talking about. Slowly, I'm like, oh, there goes another one.
Yep.
But keep teaching us. All right, I gotta let you go. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Aloha.
Okay, now. A lot of talk on ethanol not good, ethanol this, ethanol that. You know, I'm really, really surprised how uneducated the people of Hawaii are on ethanol. Ethanol is whiskey, folks. It cannot eat rubber, plastic, and other stuff like that. Brazil has been on ethanol 100% for over 45 years. The Indy race cars have been on ethanol for the past 2 years. Why? Because it's safer, it's better, and it's good for the environment. So, you go figure. Anyway, Wanda, you have any good trivias for this week?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I had a caller that called in about that crosswalk that Paco was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that I guess the older people that cross there, they don't really use that button to push.
Yeah.
What it like to go on.
You know how much that crosswalk costs the taxpayer?
No, how much?
$150,000.
Why so much?
Oh, good question. Ask Mufi how come that information center at the zoo costs $3 million.
What?
That's right. Information booth in Waikiki costs $3 million. Oh, now we got Bob revving his motor. Anyway, you need to service your brakes, and servicing your brakes means flushing the brake fluid. This is the most common thing people neglect. Flushing the brake fluid, flushing the automatic transmission oil, and I recommend using the AMS oil, automatic transmission oil, because that can go 100,000 miles without servicing again. Otherwise, you should be doing it at least every 2 years. At least. If not, the transmission shop's going to be smiling because you're going to be in for a $4,000 transmission. Okay? So anyway, your money, folks. You decide. Tire pressure. Tire pressure can save gas by putting in the right amount that is labeled on the side of the sidewall will save you a whole bunch of money in tire life and gasoline. Look at the tires when they wear out. It's the outer edges only. It's because you're running underinflated. When you run underinflated, only the outer edges really do the work. The center of the thread does not push down on the asphalt. Okay, so anyway, that's the reason why they put max air pressure on the side of the tire. So you decide, it's your tire. And when underinflated also is unsafe. Okay, let me explain why. If you're going at 60 miles an hour down the freeway, somebody cuts you off, or you have to negotiate a change of lane like now, it'll be a few seconds before the car responds because the tire is soft and mushy. Okay? Now, here's the other thing. If you cut it too fast, the car can lose control and flip over, which I think what happened to that lady on Moana Loa Freeway that died there. She flipped over her Camry and died. I can bet you if you check her tire pressure, it's way underinflated. Okay? Stand on the corner of an intersection and watch the cars as they come around the corner. You know you're going to see the tires leaning over when they're making the turn. It's because they're underinflated. If you're inflated to the right amount, it won't lean over like the rest of them are doing. You know, if you have some time, go check it out. Very interesting. Watching the tires lean over like they're going to come off the rim. Okay? So, anyway, for your safety, folks, give me a call at 296-5467. I was going to talk a little bit about politics, but I better leave that to after Bob has his minute. We don't want him to go an hour. Okay, so.
Well, what happens if you overinflate your tires?
No big deal. Because a tire has leeway. They don't make it specifically, okay, 40 pounds, you cannot exceed 40 pounds. Because everybody's tire gauge is calibrated differently. Okay? Go try it. Get 6 different tire gauges and try it. They're all going to read different poundage. So in racing, we use the same tire gauge. We don't switch because then you won't know if you're putting in the right pressure. If your car was working with 10 pounds air pressure on your race tires and your gauge was reading 10 pounds, then you use that same gauge. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Because there's a variance as much as almost 7-8 pounds. So you don't want to switch tire gauges. I see a lot of people in racing who borrow the next guy's tire gauge, not thinking that it might read different. But that's where we get the winners and the losers, right? Okay? So anyway, go try it out and see. Bring your tires up to the right tire pressure and you will feel the difference, folks. You'll actually feel the difference. Just like flushing your trans with AMSOIL, automatic transmission fluid, you will feel the difference. Guaranteed. Okay? So, give me a call at 296-5467. If you have any questions or additions to add into the, or your own thinking about the pedestrians have the right of way, you know, and I like to hear from people that, you know, what do you think about the pedestrians just walk right out without even looking anyway, you know, knowing that they have the right of way. Okay, so anyway, you have the trivia.
No, we're gonna go to a break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob here. So happy to be with you and lovely Honolulu. Beautiful for all you people on the mainland just suffering. I tell you, this is the place you want to be, except for we got crazy people over here. And the crazy people I'm talking about are my friends that are holding conversations with me about the people they're going to vote for. And I can tell that they have no idea who they're voting for. They're just voting by the name. And they're going, oh, you know, I'm tired of the way this is. And I'm tired of the way that is, and I'm voting for so-and-so. And I'm saying, you know, so-and-so is the person in office right now. Well, yeah, of course. Well, do you think they're doing a good job? Well, yeah. Well, then what are you complaining about? Well, you know what I mean. You just get into this loop where you just know. I don't know if they're voting because they've seen the most people on the side of the road waving a sign, or I don't know. It just always amazes me that you can't put in an hour or two of research to figure out who you're voting for and why. So what do you think?
Well, good thing they don't run a business.
Yeah, well, that's true. They would be bankrupt. But then the state is bankrupt. So I don't know.
Same.
I don't know. But I voted already because I vote absentee. So I'm done. Now, if I could just figure out a way that I don't have to watch political commercials anymore after I voted, my life would be a lot more pleasant.
Isn't it getting tiring?
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, I would just like to see an ad where you just stood there and said what you were going to do and didn't mention anybody else.
That's right.
But all the ads are, well, this is what this person did. I don't care what that person did. I want to know what you're going to do. And don't tell me what you did, because I'm not happy with anything that you've done so far. So anyway, on that note, I know I got another X on my back. That's why I never give my last name. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hey, Ryan.
Great show, George. We're going to the transmission oil. Yeah. How often, you know, you recommend AMS oil?
Yeah.
How often should we be doing that?
Every 100,000.
Oh, okay.
Big savings, yeah?
Yeah. So, well, okay, I haven't done it yet for my car. I only got about 40,000 on my car so far.
It's way overdue, my friend.
So just wait for the 100,000?
No, if you got only 40,000, what fluid you got in there?
How many what?
What trans?
I don't know. It's a Saturn FL, 1999.
You never serviced the trans?
No.
Wow. You're three times overdue.
No, 40,000 miles, 1999.
Yeah, but you don't have AMSOIL in your transmission right now, right?
No, this is like whatever, you know, whatever Saturn puts in it.
Yeah, so you need to flush your transmission and put AMSOIL in.
Right.
So I cannot flush that myself, but can I take it to Saturn and give them the AMSOIL?
They won't do it.
Oh, what do they put in?
They put in their own stuff.
Oh.
They don't want you to keep the car forever.
Okay.
Well, we can do it for you. Just bring it in.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your show, George.
All right. Okay, who's next?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Once again, I mean, the thought about ethanol, I'm going to have to, I guess, share this with the people. You know, if it wasn't for ethanol, how else am I going to get my lawnmower to run, my gas-powered lawnmower to run?
Well,
even with premium gasoline now, even the Shell 92. Now, Estra, I have a darnest of time starting up that lawnmower, but once I spike it with 10%, 20% ethanol, one pull, the thing starts up.
Mm-hmm. So?
So, I mean,
what are you doing with your big drum of ethanol?
Well, that's why, I mean, knowing this for scarcity, that's why I have to save it, because every time, whenever, I'm always going to need ethanol to help my lawnmower.
You just hoarding it.
No, but seriously, I mean, what a difference. You know, I used to painstakingly pull that trigger, only to hear that it's not firing.
Yeah,
or
Jackie,
fire.
Jackie said you jufat.
Hey, I offered to give her 2 gallons of ethanol. She was, nah, I don't need it in my car. Nah, even though she's the best hairdresser in town.
Because she don't want to see you crying on the way home. Okay, Dean.
Okay,
thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
Off-air question.
Okay.
You want to give an off-air answer?
Okay.
She wants to know if Crestec carries AMSOIL.
Crestec sells AMSOIL?
Yes, she's asking.
I'm not sure.
So you need to call and find out.
Yeah, call him. Crestec's number is 942-2500. Okay? And see. I don't know. I haven't talked to Billy in a long time. He's so busy running around like a chicken without a head. Anyway, electronic rust proofing is what we recommend putting on your car if you have a new car, and it needs to be put on in the right way. If it's the wrong brand or not a good brand, it will not do the job. But Harvey Maeda has that good one, the electronic rust proofer, and you can call him. He's on Kauai. His number is 245-6523. 245-6523. And he also, if I'm not mistaken, I think he has AMSOIL. Or if you're on the other islands, like Maui or the big island, Molokai, you can call him to send it to you. Or you can call Todd at 847-5554. And by the way, Todd's one of the best mechanics in the state of Hawaii, you know. Not because he's my son, but he is. Remember, I call a spade, okay? Anyway, you need a tow wagon, a tow truck to tow your car stalled? Call Storm Towing. Storm Towing does excellent towing, folks. He's got that flat trap truck where your car rides on the truck instead of on the ground. 479-2983. That's 479-2983. Okay? So, Wanda, do you have your trivia?
Okay, it's easy.
Easy?
Yeah. Who was governor and lieutenant governor in 1959?
You're right. Easy. Okay.
No, a few weeks ago there's a off-air question, and I never got to ask it because there are too many people calling, and we're almost out of time. This person wanted to know what was your opinion on that racetrack in Kalailoa.
I wouldn't get involved with it. That's my opinion. The people that are doing it is part of the original racetrack that got sold. So I don't know. It's not good. Okay. So anyway, the other thing that I wanted to say was, you know, I see a lot of European cars at the gas pump pumping 87 octane. Folks, you cannot use 87, 89 on European cars. You're going to damage the car. Okay? The dealers love it because you're going to end up buying a new car. But only in Hawaii, the gas is down three numbers. So for you people with European cars, putting in even the 92 premium Shell or Tercero, you're still under. Because look at your manual, folks. It says do not run fuel below 92. We don't have 92 in Hawaii. It's 89. Go check on the mainland. No place on the mainland is 89. The 92 is 89. On the mainland, the 92 is 92. Only in Hawaii, it's down three numbers. Okay? So, that's why we struggle. That's why we have a lot of drivability problems with our cars. It's the gas. It's like, if you eat junk food, you're going to be sick. Just like your car. Okay? The prize for the trivia prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center, folks. If you win the prize, try out the Degreaser 2000. It's awesome. Okay, who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi. I want to try the trivia.
Okay.
It was the governor and lieutenant governor of 1959, right?
Right.
Right.
Bill Quinn and James Kahlo.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Said it was easy.
That was your answer.
Yeah.
That was my answer.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hang on and give Wanda your information.
Okay.
Anyway. Wow. I guess that was easy. So. Anyway. Now we can get into the political stuff because Bob's off the air. Okay. I got a call from somebody in North Shore. During the week, asking me about or telling me about him talking to these candidates, and the candidates promise to do ethanol and promise to do education and no furloughs. So, folks, how many times have you heard politicians promise and never keep the promise? How many times? Every time. That's standard procedure. Find me a politician that keeps his promise, and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. Okay? If you don't see no flying Hawaiian donkey, they're not keeping their promises. Okay? I mean, nobody's perfect. Right. But I can tell you, Neil Abercrombie is workable. That's why I'm voting for him. I've known Neil since the 60s. He's radical, he's this and that, he's off the wall, but he gets the job done. What about the rest of them? What did they do for the last 8 years? Zero. Oh no, they did furloughs, yeah? Okay. Anyway, so much for that. We don't want to rev up everybody. Give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. On your newer cars from 2000 and up, if you don't want to spend big money on power windows or windows not going up and down on your car, get silicone. And Amsoil sells silicone. Put the straw on it, poke it in between the rubber felt and spray inside of the door mechanism. The mechanisms inside of the modern cars, 2000 and up, is plastic, folks. If you don't spray it with silicone, the plastic will deteriorate and crack, and you end up buying the whole enchilada. Expensive. So, save yourself some money by spraying the mechanism inside of the doors with silicone. You know, it's one thing that I was trying to get Joe Kuramoto and KITV to show on TV how it's done. Spraying the inside mechanisms with silicone.
So you spray it on the outside?
No.
Or it doesn't matter?
When the window is all the way up,
yeah,
you poke the straw in between the felt on the end. So it can get to the inside mechanism.
Okay, so that's from the inside of the car then.
Yeah. So you can do it from inside or outside, either way. Because it's going to go on the mechanism. You just fog it good in there. And that'll help keep the mechanism from cracking. Because they're all made of plastic. They're not metal like the old cars. Okay? So go do that and you save yourself some money. So anyway, so much for the promises. And there's articles that keep coming up that I see, like flyers from the mainland, about the bad press about ethanol. EPA, for one, is recommending 15% ethanol in the gas. 15% from 10%, and they said it's only for the 07 and newer cars. That's a lot of BS. A lot of you out there that listen to the show, you've run ethanol in your cars, you've tried it, and you still do. You've been running 2 gallons per tank full, right? That comes out to just under 30%. Okay, that's double, just about double what their EPA says you can run only in the newer cars. Only in the newer cars. Those of you out there that's trying it, you have older cars. Okay? I have people with 66 Mustangs that's running 40% ethanol. What's up with that? How come EPA is making statements that only the newer cars can run 15% ethanol? For those of you listening on the mainland, on the internet, okay, the next time you got a chance, try the E85. Okay, put 3 gallons E85 into your tank and then top it off with gasoline. Check it out.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Aloha, I'm Tulsi Gabbard-Tamayo. We are facing many challenges, such as improving our economy, fixing our roads and sidewalks, and making sure we get real results. Having served as a state legislator, in the military, and in Washington, I'm committed to working hard and getting real results. We need experienced leaders who will always put service ahead of self-interest. I'm Tulsi Gabbard-Tamayo, and I humbly ask for your vote for Honolulu City Council. Mahalo.
Paid for by Friends of Tulsi, 55 South Kukui Street, 2510, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give me a call if you have any questions or comments or whatever, whether it's for racing or politics. And as far as politics go, I kind of figured out why a lot of people don't vote, because they have the same feeling as most people have about voting, and the same thing happens, nothing changes. Well, something got to be done, folks. We cannot keep going on this downhill slide. What will happen to people? Look, all the property tax for those elderly people in Kalihi Valley and Makiki. Did anything get rescinded? No. Once you give the city your money, they will never give you back your money. Never. It's gone. Anyway, let's get the calls.
We have Peter from Honolulu.
Hi, Peter.
How's it, George? Just got a question. Where can I buy ethanol here in Honolulu?
Oh, I sell it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how much is it a gallon?
It depends. I sell it at cost, whatever it costs me, just to get the people more educated on ethanol.
Okay, and so I can just bring
ethanol
down
goes. Yeah. Ethanol goes just like commodities, up and down. So, whenever, whatever we have in stock, yeah?
Okay, I come down to see you then.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Anyway.
Hey, I got to, you know when you, or if you drive through, say like in Mapunapuna where they have the saltwater pond over there?
Mm-hmm.
You think one time you drive through it, it'll cause damage already?
Put it this way, if you drove into Ala Moana Beach into the water and came out, do you think you would have damage already?
I guess.
Uh-huh.
Well, somebody, I don't know how often they ran through it, but when they finally was going to get rid of their car.
You have to.
The brake parts, the radiator support, the struts, the wheel bearings are all rusted.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. The salt water will eat up the car like crazy, and I don't know why the city still have that storm drain there that is below sea level, and every time high tide the sea comes up the storm drain and everybody drives through the salt water in a merry old way.
I know, I watch people do that and I'm like, ooh.
You know, back in the 60s, the 50s rather. Back in the 50s, people were fishing over there on the road, catching fish. Honest.
The water was cleaner then, right?
Yeah. They were fishing. And it looked so weird. You see guys on the sidewalk fishing on the street. It's so funny. But, yeah. That is one bad spot.
Yeah, but they're helping the auto companies sell cars.
Mm-hmm. What a way. What a way to do it.
I think those people that's driving through it, they don't know about that salt water.
They will. When their feet hang out the floor, they'll find out. Okay, so give me a call at 296-5467. When you're buying car insurance, folks, shop around. There is no such thing as loyalty when it comes to car insurance, folks. Shop around. Save yourself some money. Okay? Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from IEA.
Hi, Barbara.
When I put the mothballs, I just put in the whole mothball, but I know you said about people crushing it, so does it make a difference? Does it disintegrate quickly or what?
No, same thing.
Oh, so why do people crush it?
Easier to go down.
What does that mean?
Some people, they'd rather just pop the balls down. But some of them, they have a hard time putting the ball down, so they crush it and use a funnel and just put it in a funnel and let it go down.
And do you have to put it right before you put in the gas? Or
you can put it any time you want.
Or even after the gas?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't deteriorate the...
No.
The tunnel, whatever you call it.
No.
Yeah, but... I think I remember doing that before, and it doesn't go all the way down if you put it after.
Yeah, the only reason I say put it before while filling is because you can squirt some gas down and it goes down easier.
See, like it got stuck, and then when you fill the gas in, it
washes it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even the ball, it immediately disintegrates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Anyway, the gas mileage is, it'll increase the gas mileage quite a bit. But for those of you on the mainland that's listening on the web, get a hold of the E85 ethanol and put 2 gallons or 3 gallons to every tank of gasoline.
Why don't they just fill up, or they cannot?
They can. There's a lot of people that's running straight E85 on the mainland, but they're not getting real good results. And the reason being is because it is not 85% ethanol. And the oil companies changed the wording of the law and put in 85% ethanol, 15% petroleum. It was originally written 15% gasoline. They changed the wording to petroleum. So petroleum can mean anything. And petroleum will kill the octane of the ethanol and give you less gas mileage. So the ethanol's octane will drop from 120 to only 91.
So how does that change if you only put, like, how many gallons, you said, of the E85 into your gas?
3 gallons. Put it into the gas and try it. I have some reports from Houston, Texas, where the people have tried it. And it did gain substantial gas mileage. So, try it out. And it does work even better with mothballs. It has to be the old-fashioned mothballs with naphthalene. Okay? And if you want to get more information, you go to my website, www.georgenita.com, and we have a lot of information there on how to save money. Okay.
Does that, what if you have a moped? Does that work in a moped?
It works on anything from a weed whacker to a Rolls Royce.
The mothballs?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so if your weed whacker is having a hard time fire up, try some mothballs. or put in a little bit of ethanol, like Dean said.
Call Dean and ask him for some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Brother Dean, we like borrow some ethanol. Just bring your container. You know how they come, your neighbor come over with a cup. Can I borrow some sugar? So bring your gas can to Dean and say, can I borrow some ethanol? He'll gladly let you have some.
For a fee.
I don't know. The guy, I don't see him using it in his car. He's kind of hoarding it away. But anyway, take care of your car, folks, because cars are not cheap. But if you need to buy a car, I would highly recommend Maui Toyota. Best place to buy a car. Even the shipping is included with the car, and it's still cheaper. Okay? Try it out. Okay. Now, if you have any questions about this ethanol and don't want to call on the radio, call me at 847-5554. Majority of the local people shame to call on the phone, on the radio, especially Mario Yano.
He should call, though, so he can tell us about his product.
He won't call if his life depended on it.
He should call.
No.
So he can tell us about the product, and so we can give him the 20 questions.
You heard about the word chicken?
Yeah. Okay, we have Paco again from Waikiki.
Hey, what's up?
I got a question. I hear you talking about the mothballs and the ethanol. What happens if you put the mothballs and the ethanol? You try that? What happens?
Even better.
That's even better?
Yeah.
Alright, that sounds like a ticket. Okay, I just had a question.
Alright. Bye. Yeah, and Tracy Arakaki is
going to
do that.
To what?
Put ethanol and mothballs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 296-5467 is the number, folks. Give us a call. No shame. Ask the questions.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Okay.
I got a couple questions about lubrication on some hoses. I had to replace my distributor cap recently, which made me have to take off the hose from the air cleaner to the engine,
mm-hmm.
sort of a big, you know, 3-inch hose or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And where it was attached to was aluminum, and it was real difficult to get it off. It stuck to it for corroded to it or whatever, you know, whatever mm-hmm. the process was. But what's good to just a light coat of grease or something when I put it back on there to keep it from sticking the next time I take it off, or does like a little bit of grease help hurt the?
No. Get some silicone and spray it.
Silicone spray.
Mm-hmm.
I sprayed stuff with silicone, but it doesn't seem to have a much of a film or much of an effect on anything. You know, it just seems like almost evaporates.
Yeah, they also have silicone grease.
Uh-huh.
You can use that.
I see. And the same thing for the Trav automatic seatbelt retractor. The seatbelt goes back when I open the door.
Uh-huh.
And the track seems to be making a lot of noise. I sprayed silicone in there, helped for a few days, but then it seems to go
what
back.
What brand silicone?
I don't remember what brand it was.
Try the AMSOIL.
The AMSOIL one.
Uh-huh.
Where would silicone grease be better, something thicker that goes in there?
Now? Yeah, you can.
Uh-huh. The AMSOIL have the silicone grease too, you think?
No.
No. Just the regular parts.
Yeah, their spray is good.
Their spray is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And which governor candidate is going to build a rail, or which one isn't?
Well, I look at the rail as we can't afford it.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
But Abercrombie is going to build a rail, and Iona may not, huh?
Well, I'm talking to Abercrombie as soon as he gets in about ethanol and the rail.
But he's kind of making all these promises now, so I don't know.
Well, everybody breaks promises. That's why I said at the beginning of the show.
Promises.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks. Right. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we got the famous Damien Farias on the line.
Hey there, Damien.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Fine. I understand you were just talking to somebody about politics.
Oh, okay. No.
No, here comes
another bomb.
No. It's something that I gave Wanda the spelling to a word. I can't even pronounce the word. It's spelled D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E. And I got kind of referred in this direction, so I looked it up. It says Islamic system of governing populations conquered by jihadist force. And it is, if people know anything about the bill called Obamacare, it's buried in page 107. There's a real small article in there, and I want you to go do the research. That way you know what you'll be talking about next week's show.
Mm-hmm.
That what it is Obama is exempting them from the same laws that we must abide by under Obamacare. And they're being left free from paying any taxes for not obtaining insurance. I mean, in obtaining this insurance. Because in Islamic law, insurance is like gambling and stuff. So Islamic people in the U.S. will not have to abide by Obamacare laws.
Hmm.
But we will. The American people will have to.
Why is that?
Well, you gotta ask Obama. I don't know. I don't even know why it's in the law.
Hey, but you know, how come? Why is that though? Because you know, they qualify. All these foreign people qualify for all kind of things like welfare,
exactly.
Housing, affordable housing.
Exactly. So, I'm sure you got listeners listening. Spell the word out for them. Let them go look at the dictionary. Let them go Google it or wherever they get on the internet to find out what it's about.
Hmm. Interesting.
Just Google that name. That
okay.
Word. Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Okay, George.
Thanks, Damon. Okay.
Anybody wants to know how it's spelled?
Yeah, spell it again for people.
It's D like in dog, H like in hat, I like in, M like in mother, I like in, T like in Tom, U like in under, D like in dog, E like in Ernest.
Okay, you know, Bob's listening, so Bob, can you put it on our website so people can read it? And, you know, if you want information, folks, just go to my website and you can pick up a whole bunch of information. Plus, we have a whole string of previous shows that you can listen to. So, anyway, go check it out. And, you know, if one day, if is a big American word, if one day you don't hear us on the show, on the air, go check out the website, because that'll always be up, and see what happened. Okay? Now, anyway.
Yeah, and that'll always be up thanks to Rolling Bob.
Right. Rolling Bob does the website, so you could check it out. Give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you have a comment, question, whatever. Okay? And don't forget, if you got a new car, I highly recommend you put the electronic rust proofer. Okay? Especially if you drive through Mapunapuna. It does work, folks. This electronic rust proofer that we have works. I have tested it, and it is awesome. Just awesome. Okay? So, protect your investment. Anyway, I've been trying to tell Maui Toyota to, you know, market the thing for their customers. Who's next on the phone?
We have Jim from Mililani.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, George.
Hi.
You know that political thing that last guy was just talking about?
Right.
Maybe you can ask Abercrombie what it means. He voted for it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, folks, Abercrombie got skeletons, Iona got skeletons, but, you know, I've tried to work with Iona on ethanol, and I couldn't get anywhere. I talked to Abercrombie. Abercrombie is willing to listen and help out. And that's the difference. That's coming from me. That's what I got. So I'm putting my vote with Abercrombie. You have to do, like Bob said, your homework. So.
Okay, we'll see what happens after November 2nd.
Yeah, after November 2nd. So either vote or don't grumble. Just chance them. Okay? Anyway, I'd like to thank the callers for calling in. Because that's what makes the show. And something I'd like to share with you. Life is short, folks. Make good use of what you have while you're alive. Don't forget to tell the people you love them. Until next week, take care of each other. Drive carefully. Aloha.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690.